Welcome back, friends. Proverbs 4 today, and once again, we have a full chapter of heartfelt dad wisdom. Now, we've been in this setting for a couple chapters, but for this one, I want us to picture a scene, a marketplace in biblical times. Jerusalem at the height of ancient Israel's strength, the sounds of hustle and bustle, and bargaining from all directions. And one conversation catches your ear. It's a father with his sons. But this is not the typical talk of parents in the marketplace. No scolding or demanding, no frustration or fury. The father has his arm over each boy's shoulder as they observe the busy world around them. And he speaks wisdom, and you can't help but lean in to listen. Perhaps it's because you're desperate to know how to speak to your kid. Perhaps because you only wish your dad had talked to you like that. Or perhaps because you recognize the king. He's in street clothes, and no one else seems to have caught on. Thankfully, there's a bench just next to them. So you and I take a seat, inconspicuously, and listen. Oh, also, Peyton Jones sits down next to us.
Okay, I dig this. I just want to know, did we get here by time machine, or are we in the imagination station?
You're messing up my illusion, man. Anyway, if the dad sounds like Mr. Whitaker, in your mind, you're in Odyssey. The rest of us are in Proverbs 4 and ancient Jerusalem. And as long as we're on time out from the illusion, I want to clarify that the wisdom here applies to sons and daughters, especially my girls. All God's kids are equal here. The language here is not neutral because this is a real son and a real dad talking to him. But as we listen in, we should all take it personally for us.
All right. I was just teasing. I love it. Let's do this. Back in chapter 1, wisdom cried out in the marketplace. So it's not a strange place to learn wisdom. Remember, back in Proverbs 1:20, we were told, wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the markets, she raises her voice. The father wants his sons to hear wisdom speaking through him as he takes him on a tour through the bustling market in verse 1. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction, pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. For I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. And here, the wise father takes his own sons on a journey back in time. He too was once young. He too had a father who spoke to him words of wisdom. And those words have guided his life. And listening in, we realize that the grandfather in this story is, of course, King David. And Solomon remembers his words well. Verse 4, then he taught me, and he said to me, take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands, and you will live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you.
David's wisdom is simple but profound. Get wisdom. A young man can chase so many pursuits, so many distractions, but this one will protect you. And where do you start? Verse 7. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. I love that wisdom begins with getting wisdom. Son, don't confuse this. You start by clarifying what you're after. Don't let wisdom be a side benefit as you chase other things. Get it. Chase it directly. Measure success by what you learned and not just what you gain. And David purposefully uses the language of those things that the young pursue. Verse 8, cherish her and she will exalt you. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. Exaltation, honor, the garland of victory. All the passion and effort that a young athlete pours into chasing victory, the gold medal, the crown, wisdom will give you that, son. Pursue it. And as we listen in, the Lord speaks to us. My daughter, my son, get wisdom.
In verse 10, the father breaks from his memory and looks right at one of his boys. "Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths." And in verse 12, he lifts his gaze up and looks out to the crowds. He wants his boys to observe, to see the paths people are taking and discern where they lead. Like any marketplace, this one has all sorts: honest tradespeople and crooked swindlers. Dad wants to equip his sons to stay alert and step wisely through this world. He's not telling them what path to take. He's equipping them to choose their own path wisely. Verse 12, "When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life." Dad sees something now, and he directs his son's gaze, first a crooked shopkeeper, then a pickpocket, then an official he knows to be a hypocrite. In verse 14, "Do not set foot on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of the evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. For they cannot rest until they do evil. They're robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence."
And then something else catches Dad's eye. It's an older man, a humble tradesman, honorable, honest. He motions to his sons. "Watch him. Watch how he treats people." Verse 18, "The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day." And that's another verse close to my heart. When I was a young man and the wisdom of God's word first hit me, I remember reading this verse and I could see it. That's the path I want, like the morning sun. And that was my experience. When I finally let God's wisdom in, it was like, well, have you ever arrived at a campsite late and it's too dark to even see what's there? But the next morning, you wake up before dawn and the sun begins to rise. And suddenly, the world around you comes alive in the fresh sunshine. And my world was like that. I saw life like I hadn't even known what was there. I saw people and how beautiful and precious they are. That sunrise is the path of the righteous, shining ever brighter till the full light of day.
Sadly, there is also another path, verse 19. "But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. In the dark, anything can scare you. And there in the dark, all the color and beauty of our world and people goes unseen." Now, don't overdo the analogy. Nighttime and dark are not inherently evil, and many beautiful sights can only be seen under a night sky. Yet, darkness is dangerous. What you can't see can hurt you. And the picture here of those who walk in spiritual darkness is a warning. You stumble and fall and can't even see the cause.
Now, as the father turns back to his sons, we get the clear sense that his next words are critical. He kneels down to look up into his boy's eyes. He knows the time is coming quickly when he will not need to kneel. "Son, pay attention. Turn your ear to my words. They are life." The boys focus in. The whole marketplace goes silent in their ears. And in verse 23, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." That's the key. This father knows that on whatever path his sons choose, the heart is their internal guide. It will drive them. If lust takes hold of their heart, they will chase after it. If greed and envy creep in, they will poison the heart and blind his sons to danger. They will follow the wicked path into darkness. The heart is crucial, so guard it, set a watch over it, and do not suffer evil to pass. But then, how do you guard it?
The father tells his sons how to do it, and it's all about monitoring the inflow and outflow points of the heart. Look at verse 24. "Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips." Remember what Jesus taught us? The mouth is an overflow of the heart. So watching your words is a way of monitoring your heart. Corrupt words are a sign that something's gone bad on the inside, like termites escaping a hole in the drywall. It's not just the words, it's what's going on inside.
And in verse 25, he moves to the inflow. Remember that Jesus also said that the eyes are a lamp for the body, like a window letting light in to the heart. So Dad says, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Eyes on the prize, son. Every athlete knows that your body will naturally follow your gaze. Lose focus and you will quickly veer off track. And in verse 26, give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. That careful thought is a fitting summary from this father. Look to the paths ahead of you. Don't just start walking, son. Know where you intend to go. Consider the path and commit to it. Be steadfast. Run your race to win. Read Proverbs 4. Listen carefully to your father. And we'll meet you back here next time.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.